Night train for the Bardo of Auvers. Drawbridges over the Seine steam up and down, levitating over long flyboats that ply the flashing waters which all day transport oil slicks of guilt and all night spin black whirlpools of doubt. The approach in a glass-ceiling boat is looking up toward yellow frames of passing window lights, and then I am there, aboard the rail coach, looking out. The milky whirl of night folds its arm over its face in the heart of the sky, its hurt palm curled in, crucified with the hard, sharp spike of a single white church spire. Boiling clouds mass along the horizon, climbing its stair of blue mountain. A bottle-green cypress twists in its struggle against the pull of burning stars that wheel not far above in the cloudy sky. Breathing smoke and black as coal, the heavy locomotive has broken from the dark to drag its cars along through roiling mists so thick and quick the train appears to rush backwards, and I am given to know my suitcase has been left on the platform, back at the sad eternal station, and though I am now amazingly returned, for one like me who has tried to slice off his own head, I have been electrified with color, and among so many rows upon rows of drab, lifeless bags, I can no longer say which one is my own.